It's 8:46 now. Community Radio KOZI Second Cup of Coffee time. On this Tuesday, October 6th, 2020. Lines are open for you in the Chelan Valley, 682-4033. Quad Cities, hey, it's toll-free, 689-2805. If you're selling something, you've lost something, you found something, got any freebies, stuff you just want to give away, we'll help you out. Or maybe you want to rant or rave, okay, come on. Got a great lineup for you this morning. We're going to visit with Kristen with 7 Acres Foundation. Well, actually, only 7 seconds. It's a unique tie we're going to let you know about. Dr. Aaron Englund, Englund Chiropractic. Mike with Troy's. Dr. Scott Spectrum Eye Care. And, of course, your phone calls. And kicking it off this morning, Executive Director of Only 7 Seconds, Kristen Wall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you have some exciting news coming up here.
We do.
Tell us about that.
Well, we actually, 7 Seconds has partnered with 7 Acres Foundation and the Chelan, the community center at Lake Chelan, and we're just wanting to just share the exciting news that we're kind of joining together for the good of our community.
That's great. How did that all go down? What happened?
So Ray Evans, who's executive director of 7 Acres Foundation, she reached out to me, I think, right before COVID hit. And we've just been in contact during the last few months. And we actually played basketball against each other in high school years ago.
There's some history.
It's been really fun to reconnect with her, and just I think she's seen my vision for Only 7 Seconds, and it's just a perfect fit.
That's great. Was Ray a very good basketball player?
She was awesome.
I bet she was.
As were her sisters. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's really great. And So how are you going to be utilizing the center? Do you vision?
Well, Ray and I have been, nothing's finalized yet, obviously, but we're pretty excited just to, there's so many endless possibilities. Our heart is, you know, obviously for the youth of our community and for families, and it's just going to be an amazing hub, I guess, for the community. And they've offered, which is extremely generous and such a blessing to us, but we use the 7th of every month to spread our message, and they've offered the use of their facilities on the 7th for us to use it for, you know, educational meetings, just to possibly, and we're still in the works of all of this, but to be able to have meetings for parents to teach about, you know, mental health, and maybe do events for our local youth. And we just really know that community and connectedness and just being together is really important.
That's great. And so you've been following along the progress of the community center at Lake Chelan.
Yes, I've been so excited. I personally, when I saw the swimming pool, my kids are all grown now, but my kids were all on swim team, either in Brewster or Twisp, all the way through their whole entire lives. And so swimming has been a huge part. So when I saw that pool, I was like, maybe my grandkids can be part of that.
Isn't that great? That's so exciting. Yeah. There's just a real energy that's just circling around this. So it's pretty exciting. Now, tomorrow is the 7th of October. Tell us about your plans for tomorrow and the next several months on the 7th.
Yeah, so the 7th is kind of it's our day of the month that we spread the message. And what we do is we have T-shirts. I don't know if, I mean, some people have seen our signs around town that say Because You Matter. And we have our local coffee shops that take part every month. And we also have gone, I mean, the one pretty amazing thing is, yes, we've started locally, and that's my heart is for our local community. But we have coffee shops we've got them in Paulsbo and Ohio and Alaska, and we actually made it to the United Kingdom, which is a crazy long story, but pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And the baristas all wear their Because You Matter T-shirts, and we have the little rubber stamp that we put on all the cups that say "Because You Matter." And it's just a really cool way to open up conversation about, you know, how you're doing, and just reminding people that they do have purpose and they matter. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow, just a shout out, Sweet River, if you show up and you have your T-shirt on, they're going to give out a free cookie with your coffee tomorrow.
Oh, so, no. Wow. That's a good offer right there.
Yeah. And then we're also at Cave and at Lone Pine, and hoping to get into other places as well. And the one thing that we have not shared that we're really excited about, we've had all these things in the works, and then COVID hit and, you know, kind of shut things down for a while. But mm-hmm. when the wildfires hit, that's really near and dear to my heart and my story, and have watched our firefighters and just have a real heart for them and their families as they're out fighting. And so we ended up putting together these care packages for them, and we call them our Because You Matter care packages. And so in these care packages, we have a T-shirt and a bracelet and just some different items in there. And we actually ended up having over 400 letters that were sent across the nation for our firefighters that we put in these care packages. And we raised enough money to give out. We raised enough for 94. And so we've been passing those out. And this has been really, really awesome. And so each month, on the 7th, we're going to be sharing a different demographic that we're going to be focusing on. And so for the month of October, we're going to be focusing on teachers. Then in the month of November, we're going to be doing small businesses in our area. And we'll be sharing stories and doing care packages. And we talked to Alan yesterday from CCLC, and he just said the board members are going to get on board and actually start sponsoring some of these care packages, which is a huge gift and blessing for us.
Wow. Hey, that's fantastic. If people want to get involved with that, Kristen, what's the best way to do that?
So if they want to sponsor a care package or actually buy a care package, they can go. We have a link on our website. And if you scroll down to the bottom, and things are changing tomorrow because it's the 7th, and we have these amazing new T-shirts that we're launching. And I guess I'll just share a little quick thing. They say, show up, be kind, and love well. And they're my favorite T-shirts I love them so much. And so I think it's a message that needs to be shared. So those will be on our website tomorrow. It's only 7seconds.life.
Okay. Only 7seconds.life. And again, it's the number, not the word, the number. Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Different than 7 acres. If you go on 7 acres Foundation, you write it out.
Yeah, right. There you go. Hey,
yep.
Great information. Congratulations. It's going to be exciting to see how it all works out as everybody moves together at the community center at Lake Chelan. So thank you for sharing that today.
Thank you.
Now, before you go, though, Kristen, I do have to ask you, you're going to be the first one. Here is today's question of the day. Kristen, what is your favorite game show of all time?
Oh, my goodness. Like TV game show?
Yeah, TV game show.
Oh, definitely Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
100%.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Jeopardy's
that was our family favorite.
Yeah? You know, and when you answer a Jeopardy question, because they have some brainiacs on there, and you get it
yes.
right, you feel super smart, don't you?
Yeah, but sitting next to my husband, I don't feel very smart.
Oh, he's good, eh? That's great. Hey, thanks for being on the program. Good to have you, and congratulations, and we'll be cheering you on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, you be well. Bye
okay, now. Bye-bye.
It's 8:55 at KOZI. Line 5, good morning. You're on Second Cup of Coffee on this Tuesday.